Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Yesterday, all the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hey, Taryn. I'm good. I'm happy to be back. I went on vacation for a little bit and took a brief hiatus from podcasting Big Brother 23. I was still following along, but now I'm back, and I'm ready to talk about everything that went on yesterday.
Maggie's back. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 43 in the house. And, again, not expecting a lot to change, but we did get some drama in the house and a little bit more pushing for the vote flip that can't happen. So we can talk about it.
Yeah. And I do think that there's a lot to discuss about just dynamics within the cookout, because I think that there is some battle for power going on here, which I think that we can get into. I have thoughts.
Yes. Probably another thing to talk about, that there is some speculation going around that according to the schedule for Big Brother in the coming months, that there is a planned 2-hour episode on a Thursday night near the finale that people are suspecting is likely going to be a triple eviction based on the current sort of timing of things. And this would take place at the final 7 to final 6 to final 5 boots, which of course means that yet again, they have somehow nailed the potentially most interesting portion of the season and condensed it into about 20 to 30 minutes each.
Yeah, I mean, no matter what the schedule or no matter what twist Big Brother throws in, we, the audience, stay losing. So I hope that it's not true. You know, maybe my roommate was like, maybe it's a battle back instead of a triple eviction. And I was like, oh, you haven't been watching Big Brother long enough. Like, you only watched last season and this season. I was like, it never works out the way you want it to.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of frustration and disappointment as the cookout turning on itself is likely the biggest sort of event to look forward to, especially after these twists. The high roller twists have really helped set things in motion and prevent likely any movement there. I'm with you guys. I'm just defeated.
You know, this is the thing. I was like, I know I'm going to get on and I know how Taryn's going to react, because he's just going to be like, well, I guess we're going to deal with it. And that's how I feel like everybody just needs. Like, if we harp on it too much, we'll be sad instead of, like, you know, taking what we have in the moment and enjoying it. So that's what I'm choosing to do. I'm choosing to not worry about the problems that Big Brother production is going to give us in the future and focus right now on my girl Tiff and how on earth she's going to make it to the final two given this house layout, because I need it.
If people want to sign a petition and write an FCC complaint and try to stop this from happening, I fully support you all.
At what cost? Like, you're only going to be disappointed. Like, and I mean, like you said, go for it. But also, if you've been watching the show as long as I have, you just know it just doesn't matter. So let's just focus on what we got going right now and like be willfully ignorant about what's coming. And then when it's coming, you know, what can we do?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before. There are certain decisions that are made for this show that, to me, just reek of incompetence, and this is one of them. So,
get them, Taryn.
Yeah,
get them.
Season 20. We had the level 6 when they turned on each other. It was in a double eviction. It was screwed up by both the buyback and the double eviction. Season 22, the committee turns on itself, gets ruined by the triple eviction. And now season 23, cookout, also likely ruined by a triple eviction.
I think the thing is with Big Brother production is they plan out these twists ahead of time. So like they can't do a triple eviction on the twist weeks because they have enough content for their show. And they're like, okay, now that the twists are over, we can do a triple because it'll give us like, we won't have as much content. So we can just get rid of two people then. But the thing is the content for your show, how did you look at how your show started? Look at what the content was back then when we were having, you know, food competitions and stuff. Like the content is the gameplay. And this is a really high level of gameplay. And I think that the issue is that they just don't look at the, they're not flexible with the schedule, right? They don't look at the season that they have and they're like, oh, this will mess up all of the dramatic tension. But then also people might be like, well, it's rigged if you change, you know, the double eviction date because of you don't want to squash all of the tension. And like, if it was a double eviction, then maybe my fave could have made it. So I do think that it's towing the line. But I think that the thing that everybody has to remember is that the production team is doing this for the TV casuals. They're not doing it for us in certain ways. Like they need content for that Sunday episode. And this is just, you know, this is just the situation that it is.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not saying that I think that they should, you know, not plan it ahead of time. I think the incompetence that I'm talking about is the fact that they're doing a triple eviction in the first place, which I think is a bad idea overall. I mean, I do understand that there's a give and take here and that it may end up, you know, getting you good ratings for that episode, although I'm not sure that panned out last season. So just don't have a triple eviction, have two double evictions. Those are fun.
I know.
Although they can also be damaging. But then also, the timing. I mean, last season I pointed out prior to it happening that this was terrible timing. This season, again, like you're doing it at the most crude, like the best part of the show.
But they've backed themselves into the corner, right? Because now they have these twists for these next 3 weeks. So then even the first chance that they have to do something like this is going to be in that spot. Versus, I don't know why, like in Big Brother 21, they did the double eviction at the final 6. Like, I don't know why they're waiting so long to do these double evictions. Like, they should do one this week. Like, this week should be, if this was Big Brother 16, you know, if this was earlier in the shows, I mean, maybe I don't have the data for this. Maybe I'm misremembering, but I feel like they did two double evictions, one at the start of the jury and then one a little bit further, like, you know, closer to final 6. Like, why don't we go back to that? Why are we waiting so long? Like, we're leaning more on these twists to give us content versus doing the two double evictions. Like, I just don't understand.
That's part of it too, right? Is that the twists are all but ensuring that nothing interesting will happen until these times. Mm-hmm. And then they're speeding through the times that they could be interesting. Because the twists are preventing any potential opposition from occurring. Then when we get to the time when finally there is no opposition because there's no opposition left. Now it's all opposition. Now it's just yada yada through this one.
I would just like to say, this is my pitch on this. Whoa, the sun is like, so sorry, everybody. There's like clouds. So you're going to get like weird lighting on me. But I would just like to say that I know in Survivor Australia, they brought on Shannon Gus as a consultant for all of the twists and everything. CBS, call Taryn Armstrong. He will gladly go and help you and point out where this stalls gameplay. I don't think that anybody watches feeds as much as this man. Listen to him. Take him on. Pay him. Please. Everybody's begging you. That is my... There you go. I'll be your agent, Taryn. CBS, call him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I mean, I pointed this out last season, and I think that at the time, people were a little more open to the possibility, but... there are countless moments in Big Brother history that would be lost if there was a triple eviction at these times. One of which is Dan's funeral. Like that wouldn't have happened. Like so many great moments. I don't have all of them, in the same way that I did last season, but they're like, almost every season, this is a period of time where something very interesting happens.
Even if they did the triple eviction now, like that would be more interesting because then we could get out, you know, there's four people left who we know are probably not going to make it to final six. So why don't you do it now? Speed through that. And then we get all of the drama. You know, it's like if they had not done this twist now and had done it later, like if they needed content, if they had done this twist at final eight, actually, that would be really interesting because it would be the six cookout members then like having to turn on each other and using these twists against each other and strategizing. But they're going to break all the dramatic tension with that. And I mean, like I just said, there's no use in complaining. It's going to happen anyways. And we just complain for 11 minutes. Yeah. But I do think that like, I don't understand why they have not gone back to the two doubles, one at the start of jury. You can do all your twists that you need to do in between then and then do your second double. I have to say, I am very happy that we haven't gotten these battle back twists in the past couple of seasons. I mean, obviously COVID is probably the reason for that.
I'm sure they would like, love to.
I would personally rather have a triple eviction than battle backs because I think like nothing slows down gameplay more than a battle back. But yeah, that's just my humble thoughts on all of it.
Just burn the triple eviction with fire. It's terrible. It's literally, it's had in the history of triple evictions for Big Brother US and Big Brother Canada, it's literally had one good moment, and that's only if you were rooting for Kevin Martin. otherwise, it was not a good moment. Let's just move on from it at this point. You copied it from Big Brother Canada in the first place, BBUS, and it wasn't even a good idea to copy. Anyway, let's get into the day yesterday. We started the day with Kyland, Derek, X, and Xavier. They have been, you know, sort of flirting with this idea of the three of them working together, watching out for each other. They're going to kind of solidify this in the morning that they should be watching each other's backs. They're not going to name anything, but as the three big, you know, competition threat guys left in the house, they're not going to be dumb and go after each other.
I saw a hilarious tweet about this conversation that I would just want to shout out at 5'8" villain. I was sent this by my friend. It's a screen grab of the conversation. And the quote of it says, it's giving boyfriend trying to bond with her older brothers and it's not going well vibes. Like, X and Kyland are sitting together and Derek X is sitting on the bed. And it's just sort of awkward all around. Like, they're toying with this idea, but nobody in this room trusts one another enough to actually go through with that. Everybody's sort of BSing each other. And it feels just like good players trying to cover their bases.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, It's basically X and Kyland, who very much want to take the shot at Derek X next week, trying to make him feel comfortable enough to throw the HOH. Derek does try to talk them into keeping Brittany, but they're not very receptive. He then talks to Xavier alone, and he admits to feeling a little bit worried about Alyssa, that she may want to come for him. He took out her boo. But X says, well, so you would you rather me win HOH than Alyssa? And Derek's like, well, yeah, but it's not like I don't trust Alyssa. But I kind of don't want to win the HOH myself. And I certainly would feel good about you winning, Xavier. And Xavier's just like, yes, fall into my trap.
Totally. I'm like, Derek, no, no. Hopefully his conversation with Claire sort of like later smoothed out like that line of thinking. But I was watching
it. Attention first. He's planning on throwing it, Maggie.
Yeah, sorry. Yes, that is what happened. He's planning on throwing it until 10 minutes from now in the update. But yes. Sorry, I didn't realize that we were doing these updates now in a narrative fashion.
Oh,
I
didn't realize. In a narrative fashion.
Okay, great. Love it. Glad I know now. I'll learn my lines for next time.
Yes. He also talks to Kyland and tells Kyland he's not sure he wants to win the HOH. Afterwards, Kyland is like, this is my dream scenario. My dream scenario was to have Derek X come in here and tell me he didn't want to win the HOH because he needs to go next week. And he does this. He's like, that was my dream scenario, that to have Derek X come in. And that was my dream scenario to have Derek X come in. He's like, sorry, I keep repeating myself because I'm not sure if the cameras are on me. And I really want to just make sure that I'm getting my thoughts out to the cameras because I want the audience to know that I'm doing really good things, that I want to make sure that you understand everything that I'm doing, because my goal, obviously my main goal is to get the six to the six, but my next goal would be that I really want to be asked back to play again so that I'll have a chance to play for myself, because I love this game and I really wanted to come into this game and, you know, play the game for me. But I came in and I decided to play for something bigger than me. And so I really want to be asked, but I know I haven't earned the invitation back yet, but I'm hoping that I will so that I can come back and play for myself. But for now, the mission is more important because, you know, somebody that looks like me has not won this game before, and that's going to supersede my own personal desires. But I do want to be asked back, and that's why I'm explaining things to you guys.
I don't really know what to say to that. It's tough. I feel, yeah, I just don't really know what to say on that. I'm gonna, you know, hold my thoughts, because I feel like my thoughts on it are perhaps like a bit less important to hear from. You know, just so everybody knows, I invested in Claire last week. What a mistake, right? Stockwatch. Oh man. Yeah. I mean, I have no money left. I just might as well stop. But I invested in Claire because I was under the impression that the goal was to get the cookout to jury. And now like the ball has moved forward and the goal is to get the cookout to the final six. So in this week, I feel like there has been a lot of solidifying of that plan with everybody. And I think that everybody sort of like, we've been watching now Tiff, Xavier, and Kyland, who I think are the three strongest players in the cookout, watch them sort of be like, okay, well, if that's what we're doing, I don't know what that means for me, you know, in terms of my win equity here. Mm-hmm. And I think that is just like a really interesting thing that we've never seen on these feeds before. People, you know, you talked about it a lot in the Stockwatch, people being more interested and invested in the cause and what they're playing for versus winning for themselves. And I feel like, you know, it's just different and it's just information. And I don't really have, honestly, like that strong of thoughts about it. I just think that it's, I've never heard anybody say anything like that before on the feeds.
I mean, it is interesting, and I think that I think that people, there's certainly a lot of reason to be frustrated with Kyland lately. I'm not overly frustrated. I get the sense
that
you like play for yourself now, but he does, you know, explain like, you know, he isn't. He is actively choosing to play for something that he believes to be more important than his own personal game. And that doesn't mean that he shouldn't also still want to play his own personal game someday. And I think it's the same is true of Tiffany, and the same is probably true of a lot of the people. Maybe not a lot. Maybe it's mostly just Kyle and Tiffany. But
yeah, and Xavier's in a great spot. So he's like, this is perfect for me. This is what I would want to do anyways.
Xavier's like, yeah, this is pretty chill, actually. But yeah, I mean, you know, I don't fault him for that. I do fault him for playing really poorly if he thinks he's going to come back and play again. Take that for what it's worth. But
what a jab, Taryn. Woo! Was not going to say that one. I don't know how to the cookout if he's going to get that invite back. But I just think that it's what we're seeing right now is something so special and like so incredible. And I don't fault him. I know that a lot of people are like, you play for yourself. Like, do you want to win or not? But I, my feelings on it are, you know, these people are the ones in the house. They are the ones who are doing this, and it's important to them. And, you know, It's beautiful at the end of the day. If we end up with the cookout in a final six, it will be so beautiful and so monumental for the show. So, you know, obviously I would like Tiffany to win. So I am wanting her to figure out a way that maybe the cookout in the final six isn't the best situation for her. But I do think that if we see that, it'll be such a amazing moment in Big Brother history.
It will be
reality TV moment. History.
Yeah, and it'll last a good 5 minutes if there's a triple eviction, so that'll be nice.
No, Taryn. All right. You're feisty today. You're really going for it. All right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hannah talks to Xavier and lets him know that Derek and Claire are trying to flip the vote. Xavier's kind of like, oh, come on. Wait, just get your people in line. I've got Alyssa locked in. And it's like, Xavier, you don't know this because you're not an active enough player, but Tiffany actually is the one that kept Alyssa locked in yesterday while you were hanging out all day. She was running around thinking she wanted Brittany to stay until Tiff talked to her.
Yeah, and also, like, okay, how difficult is it to keep Alyssa in line versus, you know, Derek X and Claire? Not saying that Alyssa is not a smart, capable player, because I do think she is. But Alyssa, like, the only person she really fully trusts in the house is Xavier. So she, when she wins HOH, she's not got her, like, she's not thinking on the level that Derek X is thinking at, you know, where he's, like, really trying to see. So... All right, Xavier.
Hannah says, well, don't worry. Worst case scenario, we can force a tie. Now, this is what she had talked about the night before, where she can vote to evict Hannah or Brittany. Tiffany can vote to keep Brittany with Derek X and Claire and Azza. So it would be a 4-4 tie. And Kylan would break the tie to evict Brittany.
He would be so mad if he had to do that. I want to see that happen just to see Kylan be like, are you kidding me? I think it would be hilarious.
It would be partially his fault, to be fair.
Well, it would be honestly entirely his fault. But yeah, it would just be such a good...
Yeah, dumb nominations in the first place. The fact that he put up Claire in the first place is why they don't want to respect his wishes. Like, just all over the place here. Mm-hmm. So Xavier goes and talks to Tiffany. And this was actually, in my opinion, the most interesting conversation of the day. Because he's basically like, what's going on with this flip? And Tiffany downplays it. She's like, oh, it's nothing, you know, just some people doing some things. It's Brittany's campaigning really well. And so, you know, people are hearing it out, but don't worry about it. Like, you know, Claire will go with the house. They'll do, her and Derek, they'll do what's, you know, it's what the house wants. They don't want to split the vote or anything. They don't want to split house or later they're like, yeah, well, let's draw a line, but they want to go with the majority. That's why it's important for Kai. Kai's the one screwing it up. Really. It's all Kai's fault. He should be more active and more firm about wanting Brittany to go. Xavier has been kind of just like I said, just kind of chilling. Hannah keeps coming to him. Tiffany keeps coming to him. They're both saying, please take out my partner. Take out my person, my pawn in the game. This is why you should do this, X. Here are lots of reasons and arguments that you can use against us later when we change our minds. and so he's just been like, I think I'm about to win this game. And then Tiffany finally woke up and was like, wait, I don't want X to just win this game. X is like, no take backsies. You already said.
He's like, hold on. You told me something completely different yesterday, talking about, because she said she wants Claire to win HOH. And he said, yesterday in the shower, you told me that you wanted her out. And Tiffany was like, oh, I said that out of fear. And I try not to speak out of fear, but things change so quickly.
She says, you know, things change in the game.
I love her. She's perfect.
From one morning to another. Yes. So really what this is that like Tiffany's like, no, I look in a moment of fear, I decided to give up the reins of this game to you. I get that, but I want them back. And Xavier's like, no, hold on. No, this is, we're doing this thing. Basically he's like, I need to take the shot at Derek next week. She's like, yes, I know you do, which is why you can't win HOH next week. And he's like, yeah, wait, can't? What do you mean? No. You mean why I need to win the HOH, right? Because basically what I would do, I'd put you and Claire up on the block and then I'd backdoor the ex. And she's like, no, that's why you can't win. That's why Claire needs to win. He's like, but you said Claire needs to go. No, things change. Somebody not you needs to win. And wait, you're not going to put me up on the block. I would go home. He's like, what are you talking about? You wouldn't go home. They go into a whole thing of how she wouldn't go home. Okay, fine. I wouldn't go home, but don't put me on the block.
Can I just interject really quick and say I have in big bold letters in my notes. I've been thinking a lot about what you guys were talking about on the round table on Tuesday because I love Tiffany. And I was thinking about, you know, if Tiffany had her way and was working with the people, like if the cookout was not a thing, and if Tiffany had gone with what she was going to be doing in the first few weeks of the game, she would be able to control this flow of information in the way of like what we saw Anthony do in Big Brother Canada 7. Like she would be able to change her mind and everybody would say, like she would say jump and everybody around her would say how high because of the makeup of the people around her. But because one of her closest allies is someone like Xavier, who is the biggest threat to win the game at this point, who is very smart, who knows exactly what he's doing. And he is not going to just let her change her mind like this because he has the wherewithal and the ability. Like, this is what we saw Derek do. He took out everybody who had any sort of ability to see what he was doing right away. That's why, you know, like all of these people left pre-jury, and then we were left at the end with like Beast Mode Cowboy and Cody. But the, if Tiffany would have done that at the beginning, like maybe she was on her way to doing, she wouldn't be having so much trouble right now. And this conversations like these would not be happening. So I think that it's so, it's just really nice to see Tiffany, not nice, because I love her and I want her to win, but it's so interesting to see what she's made of and see her sparring back and forth with the other best player in the house. Because in my eyes, they're the two best players in the house at this point. Mm-hmm. Kylan was, had the ability, but where has that person gone? Nobody knows. So I just think that like this conversation is what Big Brother is about in my eyes. No?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And it really is. This is a sort of, it's not like the battle for control. Cause whoever wins this, nobody wins this conversation. If basically this conversation is, can I get my opponent to back down and let me win the game, or at least let me win control of the house right now. And neither of them is willing to do it. So this battle is ultimately just two people sort of recognizing like this is dangerous, which is why I don't love it from either of their perspectives, how hard they pushed, but especially Xavier, because you don't want to let Tiffany know you're against her. Tiffany is not somebody that you want to have on. She's not a good enemy to have. I think that
you don't want her on her heels.
Exactly. I think all Xavier needs to do is be like, you know what, Tiffany, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I shouldn't go out. Maybe I shouldn't go for this HOH. Oh, whoops. I won the HOH, and she'll be pissed off, but you'll have the HOH at that point. And then, what am I going to do now? I guess I have to go after Derek. Sorry, Tiffany. And like, just wait until you have the power.
And Xavier does not see or doesn't know how to do what he needs to do in this moment, which is he has Tiffany on her heels. All he has to do is go to Aza and DF. They already want Tiff out right away. He's got Kylan. He has all of the tools he needs. And he honestly, Hannah is more loyal to Tiff, but Hannah is very close to Xavier as well. And if he starts really, really, really putting in the work, he can get Hannah away from Tiffany. I absolutely think that he has the relationship with her to make that happen. But he's unwilling to put in that work, right? Like he's so passive.
Yeah, he has been putting in more work as time goes on. And I'm very, I'm liking what I'm seeing from him. I think that he is slowly turning on, you know, the gears. He's starting to put this work in. But the problem is that I think that Tiffany is seeing it happen and being like,
It reminds me, you know what it reminds me of? Last season, that one week where Tyler pulled Enzo in and Cody was like, what is happening? Hold on. What is happening? And had to like firmly reinstate himself with an HOH win. So if Tiff can win this next HOH and really like plant her flag and really get her people back with her, with the power, I think she's in a better spot. But this is such a fun dynamic. Like, obviously it's not fun for me because I get very stressed out about Tiffany. Like, I really feel about her. Like, if she gets evicted, I will cry. Like, I do think that I would cry if she got evicted. But like, I really like to watch her work and watch her have to work 10 times harder than she would have in a situation just because of the nature of the layout of this house.
So they continue this conversation. She says, we need Derek in the house another week. He says, I've been talking about this with Hannah, that she wants him. We can't let him get the coup d'etat. And she's like, no, Hannah agrees with me. You should talk to her. And he's like, I did talk to her. I have talked. She wants him out next week. And she was like, no. Did you talk to her today? He's like, well, no, not today. We'll talk to her today. Because
I got to her yesterday.
She's like, we need Derek in the house to keep a target in the house, Claire and Alyssa will not go for each other, so on and so forth. He says at some point you just need to get rid of the targets. I mean, he's just better at competitions. At some point we're going to need to just expose ourselves and just win out. They just continue to go back and forth about this. Neither one budge. And they ultimately just say, all right, we'll both just agree to disagree on this one for now, and we'll think about it.
Mm-hmm. And they'll think about it and have to go to bed again next week, hopefully.
And here's the difference between Xavier and Tiffany. They both go to think about it. Tiffany thinks about it by going to Claire and saying, Claire, we can't let X win this HOH. He's going to put us both on the block. And Claire's like, what? Well, he's not going to put you on the block. And he's like, no, he's going to put me on the block. He's coming for us. We can't let him win.
Mm-hmm. And Xavier thinks about it and thinks about it and doesn't say a word.
Claire goes to Derek X and asks, and they're starting to talk.
Oh, sorry. I gave the foreshadowing of this conversation 20 minutes ago. Sorry, everybody.
They start to talk about Xavier, and she says, Tiffany was just telling me that Xavier is going to put the two of us on the block, probably to backdoor you. And Derek is like, what does it mean when somebody tells you they're not going to put you on the block? It's like, probably that they're going to backdoor you. It's like, who told you that? Xavier. Exactly. Yep.
And they're both
damn it. I did just have a conversation with him and Kyland, and they were saying that we got to watch out for each other. And she's like, yeah, I put that together. That would probably happen. That's probably why Tiffany says that he's going to put us on the block. They're going to come after the women instead of the guys. But then he will backdoor you if he gets the opportunity. He's like, yeah, probably. It's probably just a conversation with them trying to prevent me from going after them. It was me trying to prevent them from going after me. I just need some Claire energy and I'll just put both of them up. And Claire's like, absolutely.
That would be fun. And then you, of course, come in with your logic and say, well, the roulette power will make it so that won't happen. And you can't even be happy for 3 seconds that might be what they do. But fine, you're right with your logic.
It's a nice thought, but the roulette power definitely...
Boo
the producers for this dumb twist.
I am. I'm booing everybody. It's annoying. I'm annoyed.
There's a lot of one-on-ones that happen here. Big D is going to talk to everyone.
I have thoughts. Okay. So these Big D one-on-ones, he like alluded that he got in trouble with Big Brother production last night for not campaigning. Like they were like, dude, you have to campaign, give us something for the show. I think that's what happened. So he's doing these campaigns, but they're like meaningless. And that would be okay if he was like, at one point he was campaigning to Azza. It was cracking me up because if my best friend in the house was on the block, I knew they were safe. I would totally be like, so what are you going to give me? Like I would totally make it a whole funny moment and tease them and be like, well, that's not a very good offer. Sort of the way Azza was with him. Like they were sort of messing around with each other. But then like Claire comes in, DX comes in, and he's just sort of like, you should keep me. If I'm here, we'll be able to have fun and we'll be able to do Big Blue Couch and, you know, like all of these very meaningless things, which to me, if I was DX or Claire, would be the biggest alarm bells in the world. Because why would you want to keep somebody who is talking no game with you in their pitch? Like you want someone who is telling you everything, who is giving you information, who is like, please vote for me to stay. My first thing would be like, my relationship with this person sucks. I need to get them out. My second thing would be like, why do they feel so comfortable? If we really are like, if I'm trying to make this flip happen and people are like BSing me and he feels super, super safe. Like, I think the problem is that they don't respect DF at all. So they're like, of course he's comfortable. He has no clue what's going on. Mm-hmm. But like, I would really be like, okay, what's going on here that this person's campaign to me is so meaningless? I think that I would be like, whoa, gotta fix this, gotta talk about this. This is not good.
Well, yeah, I mean, the problem is that this is par for the course for Big D and his game talk. So
yeah,
there's not much to do.
Yeah, I know. I just like, it's just frustrating watching Claire just like joke around with him for 5 minutes and then leave and not be at all like, that was weird. You know, like that was so weird.
Well, I think part of the problem too is that like it plays into what Claire and Derek want. They want him to be bad at campaigning.
I know.
So it's there. You don't usually question things that you want, right?
I know.
It's tricky. Brittany also does one-on-ones, but again, these are all mostly meaningless. Basically, the end result of all of this is that Sarah Beth and Alyssa get further locked in. They agree with each other, or at least they finally sort of confirm to each other. They don't want Brittany to stay. They want Brittany to go. Alyssa feels like she can try and pull in Brittany a little bit more by letting her know that, hey, Brittany actually said that she's targeting you, which is only going to further solidify Sarah Beth. Sarah Beth had already been on board because she wants to do what Kylan wants to do. And now it really is just Claire and Derek X that want to make this happen. And they have no hope of even really even talking about it anymore. Cause now, even if they bring it up, both Alyssa and Sarah Beth are going to be shooting them down. And then Hannah and Tiffany, but primarily Hannah, get to like just kind of chime in and agree with what Alyssa and Sarah Beth are saying, as opposed to being the ones to shoot it down themselves, which is obviously a lot less suspicious. It's looking a lot worse to try to be pushing this agenda.
Yeah. I don't really have anything to add to that. It's just what it is at this point. They obviously have the right idea. They should be getting out Derek F. They completely should, but they're working against something that they don't know about. You know, I mean, how many times have you said this? I'll just be repeating every update for the past 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. Well, Kylan, throughout this entire one-on-one process, Tiffany and Kylan are talking. We don't see most of it because instead we're seeing the pointless one-on-ones that don't matter. This is a big conversation to me because, again, I know now in my head, Tiffany is working against Xavier. And we do get bits and pieces of this. She's talking to him about a final three all of a sudden with herself, Hannah, and Kylan that excludes Xavier.
That would be perfect. That's great.
Quite good for her. Basically, for Tiffany, Xavier should go first, then Big D. And then honestly, like, you know, maybe take out Azza, maybe take out Kylan. You know, either way, you could do something here or there. But this is why I was like, Xavier, I don't think you should be showing Tiffany how much you're resistant to her, if possible.
And I was worried in those first few weeks when Tiffany was like, Kylan is my final two. Cause I was like, no, Kylan might beat her, but no, that's not happening. And Kylan are in the final two, she wins every vote. I also need Tiffany to start. Well, I'll save it. I forgot this is a narrative podcast. So I'll save it for the moment when we should talk about it, when the conversation happens.
There we go. They also talk about the vote, and they talk about Derek being targeted. She says, I don't think it's a good idea. Xavier really wants to target Derek next week, but I don't think that's a good idea. And Kylan's like, yeah, I don't want to, but basically one of two things needs to happen. He needs to either spend his money next week on the roulette or go home next week because we can't have him winning the coup d'etat in the third week. And she says, okay, I can work with that. We can get him to spend his money. That's not a problem.
Put him up right away. That's all you have to do is if you are the HOH, just put him on the block because he will spend his money on that roulette power. So he's safe. Like he can't not do that.
The problem is that Xavier would not want to put Derek up right away. He would only want to backdoor Derek because he doesn't want Derek to be safe after he took the shot. So in Xavier's mind, he doesn't want Derek to spend the money on the roulette because he doesn't want Derek to be safe if he's the HOH and nobody else can put Derek up reasonably without raising alarm bells. But I also feel like go ahead and raise some alarm bells.
Yeah. And also like go raise some alarm bells. And also you could just explain it to him. Like, I didn't want you doing the coup d'etat next week. So it was either I put you up, you spend your money now, or I'm worried that you're gonna, you know, like, I feel like he would be like, okay, that sucks, but okay. Like, I feel like that is not the most ridiculous reason to put someone up in the world, because it's not even like, I'm not really actually targeting you. I just didn't want you to win the coup d'etat power. I don't want anybody to have that coup d'etat power. You know, that's how I would phrase it. Like, I don't want anybody to be able to take over because, and like do it from the shadows. Like, I actually don't think that it would be the worst thing in the world. I mean, maybe Xavier wouldn't want to do it, but if I won HOH and was in that position, I think that I would just be like, yeah, Derek, I'm putting you up because I don't want anybody to win the coup d'etat power.
But if you're his ally.
Well, like, yeah. If I'm,
like,
if
I'm, the, why won't we want to win the coup d'etat?
But if I'm his ally, if I'm Tiffany, I don't want him leaving anyways. And that's my, like, if I'm Hannah or Tiffany, I want him staying. Like, if I am Azza, I would do that and be like, this is my reason. And I actually don't think he would be that mad at Azza. Or
yeah. I mean, Azza could definitely do it, but she currently plans on nominating, you know, like,
we can't even go there. Okay. We can't go there yet. But like, that's, if I was in that position, that's what I would do. Because like, if you're Tiffany and you're like, oh, drat, I'm going to go after SB. I'm not worried about Derek X and what can they do because you're the HOH. So yeah. That would be my way of gaming around it, I guess.
Yeah. And I think, you know, to be clear here, this battle over like who will or won't or should we target Derek X, it's mostly a battle of, you know, can we control the HOH competition? Because basically, if Xavier or Alyssa wins the HOH, they will be targeting Derek X, regardless of anything else. Everybody agrees that if they win, they will take the shot. What Tiffany's trying to do is convince Xavier to not want to win and save it for a coming week, which he is currently not on board with doing. So right now, it's just a straight up HOH competition where if Xavier or Alyssa win, Derek's going to be targeted. If anybody else wins, probably not, but still not a guarantee. And Xavier's just trying to like essentially get the okay for the rest of the cookout to throw it to him. So that he can take the shot, but nobody's getting an advantage. They're all fighting for an advantage in the HOH competition. Nobody's getting it. Everybody's trying.
Yeah. What do you think the HOH is going to be tonight? Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't. They keep thinking it might be like a slip and slide, or something like that, which is definitely possible if they're going to continue this formula of not having the HOH on the episode. Because they do still have a ceremony to show in tonight's episode. So, it seems unlikely that we'll get the HOH competition tonight, but that also means it could theoretically be anything, tonight. And that they would probably save the slip and slide or some version of endurance for after the twists, stuff.
But okay. So yeah, you would think, but also, if they're going to do that triple eviction after these twists are over, maybe they would want to do the slip and slide right now. You know, and also like we've been talking about all of this, but like the amount of really like game for this specific week that they like to show on the show is not all that interesting because of this the cookout final six thing. So I wouldn't be surprised if they wanted to do a slip and slide, you know, 10 minutes of game talk, nominations, and then the twist.
It's possible. I think for me, I think that there's going to be basically this goes 11, 10, 9. There's going to be at least one episode or week cycle without a twist, without anything on Sunday. And so I feel like they probably want to save the endurance for that one. But it's again, definitely possible considering that they've been mixing up this whole thing all over the place. But yeah, they've also been, you know, thinking maybe the spinnies, swinging discs. Yes. as a potential, because they always think it's going to be endurance.
That's my least favorite one. The spinning discs. Not because I don't like to watch it, but because I have motion sickness. So that one, I'm always like, yeah, I can't even imagine.
We just had knockout. Before that was the wall. Before that was like quiz competition. Before mm-hmm. that was crapshoot. I'm feeling like we've got a crapshoot coming up.
Me too. I was going to say, you know what I'm thinking it might be? I think it might be like in 21 when Holly won that one where you rolled the ball down the thing.
Shot.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be something like that, but they might want to save that for when they need a competition on the episode. I don't know. I don't even, sorry for dedicating all this time to comp speculation. Sorry,
I could definitely see it being Perfect Shot or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's going to be more talk about the vote. Derek and Claire outnumbered at this point, though. There's going to be talk with Big D and Azza as they kind of learn that Hannah tells them the idea of like making it a tie. And they're like, no, Oz is like, I'm not going to vote for Big D to leave if it's going to be a tie. If it's not 7-1, I'm not voting for Brittany to stay, period. Mm-hmm. I don't care about these dumb appearances. Like, like I don't care about keeping it a secret. We can just do what we need to do, whatever. I like, because this is the point. Azza has never been voting for Brittany to stay for the sake of appearances of hiding the alliance. Azza has always been doing it strictly because she doesn't want Brittany to go unanimously and she wants to give her a sympathy vote. But the other members of the cookout, as always, don't really understand Azza, and they've been assuming like, well, Azza obviously needs to vote for Brittany to stay for appearances. She's like, well, no, if it's going to be 4-4, I'm not going to vote that way. Why even bother?
It's not that she's wanting to, like, she's refusing to put her vote anywhere else and she's voting for Brittany. It's that she doesn't want Brittany to have to go unanimously. Right. Okay. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And she would like to give Brittany her vote, in an ideal world, because she feels bad.
I have to say, I know I was like rolling my eyes about what Azza wanted to do with nominations. Azza being on the season is such a fun addition because she does not, like, she's not doing what you would typically think a Big Brother player would want to do. She does what she wants to do. And I love the wrench that it's throwing in everybody's plans. Like, everybody in the cookout is having to manage Azza. And I think that it's bringing such fun to the dynamics of the season.
I will say, I think it's the fact that she is that way and she is included in the majority alliance.
Completely.
And, like, has to be included in the majority. Like, otherwise, it would kind of fall flat, I think. But the fact that they need to play with her because of these specific circumstances, and it has made it, I think, more interesting.
I love it. I would love to see Azza stay until the end and watch what she's going to do, because I think that it adds such a hink in everybody's plans. Like, everything is going smoothly except Azza doesn't like it. And now everybody has to manage that Azza doesn't like it. And I think that it's so fun to watch, you know, who is she upset with right now and how are they trying to fix it and all of that. I know some people are like over it and sort of annoyed with her. I'm not at all. I think that she's bringing so much to the show and so much to the season.
Yes. Well, she does have a conversation with Big D, and she's basically going to ask him, like, do you have a final two with Xavier? Big D's like, yeah. And she's like, can I get in on that? Can you guys pick the final three?
Okay, this is what? Because I don't think actually that, like, Big D is that wrong for saying, like, I have a final two with Xavier if Azza is who he wants to be in the final two with. But then you say, like, I do, but you are my final two. You are my person. Don't worry about it. Like, but he was just like, I do. Yeah. And she was like, ah, oh, I understand. But maybe I could be in the final three. And it's like, what are we playing? What game are we playing right now? Because I understand wanting to get everybody to the final six for what it represents. But from there, you want to win. Azza, what? Okay. And this is what I was going to bring up before. Tiffany needs to start working right now. At this very moment, she needs to go to Azza and she needs to start working with on her about how they she wants a woman to win, about how she wants these final, the final three to be her, Hannah, and Azza. She needs to start working at this very moment, because I think that if she works little by little every day, Azza will come around to that idea and she will be into that idea. And then she can tell Tiffany, you know, X has a final two with DF and all of this stuff. Because as of right now, Azza wants to go to the end with DF and Xavier and come in third place, apparently.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Azza wants in on the final three. I agree with what Maggie's saying. I think that this is a good opportunity for Tiffany to start to work. I mean, this is really the thing, is that jockeying for position within the cookout is going to be what this comes down to. And that's why I feel like Xavier should be trying to be as careful as possible when it comes to pissing Tiffany off. Maggie, can you respond as soon as I finish talking?
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh, okay. Well, I responded before. Okay, great. All good.
All right. So anyway, Big D goes to Xavier and he's like, hey, Azza wants in, she wants a final three with us. And Xavier's like, sorry, but we've already made other commitments, so we're not going to be able to bring her along.
Who are the other commitments?
I assume Hannah is who he's talking about.
Oh, well, yeah. So awkward. Azza, oh no. Like, I just, and this is what I'm saying. Tiffany's best shot is to be in the final three with Hannah, Azza, and with Hannah and Azza. So, like, do it. Make it happen, girl. Like, go for it, Tiffany. I believe in you. I love you. You can do it. Although, honestly, Kylan probably is a better shot, because Kylan totally loses and he's better at competitions than Azza. But, she's not going to make it there, I'm afraid. I feel like it's not going to happen for her. I don't know what else to say.
Not great. Kylan has a long conversation with Azza. They're trying to clear the air some more. Is there anything new here? I mean,
I this is the thing. I'm not going to lie. I didn't even bother watching these Kylan conversations because I just couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear it. I was like, enough of this. I am done. If I don't have to, I won't. Hopefully Taryn watched if there's anything important, but I can't sit and stare at him talk anymore about nothing.
Listen, if after these conversations, either of them was like, all right, we're cool now, things have changed, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go back and watch the whole thing. Otherwise, I'm going to watch the first 5 minutes and be like, yeah, I got it. Because nothing.
Your Kylan impression is really good, by the way. That you talk nice and soft, and like it's very light. I think it's very good, but it's difficult to hear. It's just so long. These combos are just so long, and Azza's having none of it from the second she walks in. So yeah.
Yes,
I cannot bear it.
Yes, Kylan did cry at one point. About the situation. But it's really, like, you'd think that would mean, oh, maybe it was entertaining. It's not.
Just sad.
Don't worry though. There's going to be other clearing of air that is more entertaining, depending on what you're looking for, I guess. So Derek talks to Hannah and basically says, look, if you really feel like we need to vote out Brittany, I'm willing to vote out Brittany for you if you feel like it's best for your game. But he still feels like it's best to take her out or to keep her. He still talks to Claire. They're talking about like we should just draw a line in the sand. But this is again, it's a dying cause here and it's not really going anywhere. And I don't expect it to go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. Brittany's toast.
Big D is going to have a conversation with Tiffany. It starts in the bathroom, but they have to move it to the storage room. Tiffany on the way there grabs a little pillow cushion as a seat. She sits right down in the storage room and they are going to talk through the Brittany situation when it came to the Christian vote flip, when she asked for Brittany and they came up with Brittany. And she is still not happy about that situation. He starts off with, look, we're cut from the same cloth, you and I. That's why we fight so much. She says, no, we're not. If we were cut from the same cloth, this would have happened right after the fight happened. This conversation wouldn't have, you know, been on it wouldn't have been like simmering for a week. We would have talked about it right after. You would not have rolled up on me in the way that you did. I didn't roll up on you. No. You did roll up on me. It's like, no. Did Brittany just ask me to come up with her? Now just to quickly reset this, so in case you guys don't remember, when Tiffany wanted to flip the vote, she wanted to pull Brittany up. She asked Christian to go get Brittany. We saw this on the episode. And then when Christian asked, Brittany to come up to talk to Tiffany, Big D and Azza were like, we're going up with her. And then they came in, as Tiffany said, like they were her bodyguards. They got into a bit of a confrontation about, can I just talk to Brittany alone? No. And she was very, very upset about this situation afterward. And now they're finally talking about it. One of the reasons why they're talking about it is that Big D feels like, he's been told that Tiffany is now going to be voting against him for appearances, but I think he's concerned that she's going to actually flip the vote against him because she wants him gone.
Because he watched her try to do it last week, yeah. You know, and knows that it's pretty possible. Like the only reason that it didn't happen is because of that move. And that's the thing. Like, I think both of them were playing the game. Like Derek F and Azza, like the reason the vote flip did not happen is because they did that. They did the total right thing in that situation to get what they wanted to happen. Tiff didn't like it because then she wasn't able to do what she wanted to do. And they're working together, but they don't necessarily, if the cookout did not exist, they would not be working together. I can say that confidently.
Yeah, and Chummy basically says that to him later in the conversation, but so basically she's like, look, you rolled up on me. That said to me very clearly that you did not trust me and that you did not trust, what I was doing that like, and he's like, no, I just, Brittany asked us to go up with her. I don't remember that happening. And so we did. And she was like, okay, then why didn't you leave when you saw that it was me in there and not Christian? And I asked to talk to her alone. We didn't exactly do the thing. He's like, yeah, because you were rolling up on me because you didn't trust me. And he's just like, look, that's not, it's really exactly what we meant to do though. And she said, no, look, the fact that you're standing here defending it tells me we are not on the same page, not cut from the same cloth. We aren't from the same nothing. You think you've done nothing wrong. You feel like you're right. And that lets me know that you come at me like that again. So we are different. And he's like, oh, well, let's just bring it back. I can tell that you're mad. I'm livid. I'm fuming. It's like, look, I'm sorry. Don't apologize to me when you don't mean it. You clearly don't mean it. You defended it five times from the bathroom to the storage room. And he says, now that you've explained it, I get it now. And I'm sorry. Because I wasn't rolling up. Exactly. You keep saying that you weren't rolling up on me. You don't even know what you're apologizing for.
That's the thing. Tiffany can see through all the bull crap. And she knows, like, these are both game players right now who made their moves. Derek F1. And now Tiffany's mad that it's probably still mad that he got the best of her in the situation. And Derek F is not apologizing because he made his move and he won, as he shouldn't have to. But for the sake of them working together and them trying to hash it out, oh my God, it's so, oh gosh, so awkward. Like, it's so good.
Like it's an interesting situation because, she is being, you know, genuine with him in that, like, this is what I'm upset about and I'm not okay with it. And he is, he's trying to, and he says this later to Kylan, that, like, he is, just trying to, like, mitigate the situation. He's trying mm-hmm. to be the diplomat here. And you can very well tell that because Big D the whole time is, you know, very calm, very like, I can see that you're mad. Like, he never goes above, you know, zero. And she's at like 100 the whole time because she's, being more honest about her feelings. And so when he's apologizing, he obviously doesn't mean his apology. And she can see right through that. And she's like, you're BSing me. He's like, no. I'm so sorry that you feel that way. Stop apologizing for something you don't mean.
it's great.
And so it just keeps going on. He eventually gets it and he's like, okay, I rolled up on you. I apologize for that. I did not mean to roll up on you. It's like, okay, I accept your apology, but do not ever do that again to me or we will have nothing. You understand me? He says, absolutely. And look, I wouldn't. It wasn't even what I intended to do. Just stop explaining, Big D. While this is happening, mm-hmm. They, as you could perhaps tell, were getting a little bit loud and people were starting to hear them. The storage room is not a good place, famously not a good place to talk without being overheard, as Dr. Will could probably tell you. People are starting to hear them and they run in to the bedroom and Derek is like, oh my God, and Hannah and Claire, and they all go to the door and they're trying to listen in. It's, you know, Derek, Big D and Tiffany arguing very loudly. They can very easily hear what they're saying. And they do keep referring to, like, I'm loyal to this. And they put the six with hands, mm-hmm. they count to six. This is what I'm loyal to. I would never go back on this. And Hannah is like, oh my God, like, this is the end of everything. I gotta give her some credit here because, even though I think people were frustrated because they really wanted people to hear this, she probably saved the cookout from being exposed. Because I think this is the right call. Like, mm-hmm. yes, it was suspicious for her to do this, but just do anything you can. It's better to be a little bit suspicious than full on caught. Totally. She just presses the button, which is like the button to open the storage room. And Derek's like, what are you doing? And he pulls her back and they all run back. And in the moment that they go back, that's when Big mm-hmm. D is saying, I would never go against this, very loudly. And he's mm-hmm. saying that and they are now back at the bedroom door. Mm-hmm. And then they come back over again after that. Like, if she hadn't pressed that button, because they didn't see it, they just kept talking. That you know, they would have heard that. It was a very close call there.
Yeah. I mean, Hannah was smart. Hannah knows what she's doing. It's great. All around. So exciting.
Yeah. And so, I mean, Derek and Claire were pretty annoyed with her afterward, but again, like, better to be annoyed than anything else at that point. Uh-huh.
Totally.
So he says, so Big D, as this argument continues, keeps saying that, like, look, I didn't think that there was anything wrong because you were being so nice to me the next day. And you've been so nice, you know, since then. I figured it was fine, that things were fine. And she's like, listen, I've got to live in this house. I'm not going to walk around acting like something's wrong just because you wronged me. And he's like, well, that's being fake. She's like, no, that is not fake. It's not on me to show you that what you did was wrong after the fact. That's not how this works.
And I'm sure Big D is like, well, that's what Azza does. And she gets away with it.
It's like, I don't wear my feelings. He says, look, you can do what you want. You can do what you want to do tomorrow with the vote. And I won't be bitter. And she says, listen, you are not the only one that is loyal to this. The six. Mm-hmm. This isn't just for us. This is not just for what we're doing. We could have all done something different. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we would have liked to do that. So Aww. Do not take my loyalty for granted. It's like, okay, mm-hmm. I won't. And that's it.
And he hasn't talked to anybody about that since? Like, he didn't go and...
He talked to Kylan later that night.
And what did he say about it?
He ranted about it. He was like, I had to deal with Tiffany. He has another late night bonding session, essentially, with Kylan. They've been having this every night.
Sorry, then amend what I said earlier that Tiffany would get all the votes. I think Kylan would get DF's vote.
Yeah.
For sure. And maybe Azza, depending on how it went down. But right now, she firmly hates Kylan. So we'll see how long that lasts.
So there's not much else happening in the night. Again, more just Sarah Beth has wants to meet with Claire and Tiffany. But this conversation doesn't really go anywhere. Kylan talks to Hannah. They agree that, apparently after Tiffany's conversation with Kylan, he is a little bit more on board with maybe DX doesn't need to go next week if they can convince him to use the money. So he talks to Hannah about that. Hannah thinks that because they start talking about the money, she's like, hot takes with Hannah must be received so well. Because both me and X got $75. She also implied that she thinks that there's going to be a whole segment of hot takes with Hannah on tonight's episode. So
maybe there will be. Maybe they probably asked her about it.
They probably asked her about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder, it's going to be so interesting to see what happens with the money this week with the casuals, because Brittany's gone. And all the people working against her, you know, people aren't going to like that. I do think Derek F, if people really like him, he's had a huge few episodes and like talking about wanting to save the Jokers, who are, I think, perceived as the underdogs by the casuals. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if the casuals will take to Tiffany trying to save Claire and throwing Brittany under the bus. Well, like, I don't know what's going to happen there.
It's interesting because, first of all, I ranted about this last night watching the episode on Twitch, but the episode, the producers, they can't, in the famous words of Brett from Big Brother 20, they can't own it. They can't own the fact that it's not Tiffany's fault. It's not Claire's fault. It's not Kylan's fault. Whose fault is it that Brittany's going home this week? It's their fault. They made the twist, and it's America's fault for voting for Brittany. They are not mentioning in the episodes that Brittany's being targeted for her money. Because obviously that would perhaps give the audience some conflicting thoughts on the twist. The audience does not know that this could further put a target on the backs of the people that they vote for. They also don't know. I mean, and this is the problem with audience votes in general. They don't know the structure of the house. They don't know the structure of the game. They know that the six exists, but they don't realize that they are about to be the final six if nothing else happens. Claire has also not been on the episodes basically at all. I mean, she got the bare minimum amount of content last night on the episode. However, assuming that there's any sort of segment tonight where they do the Brittany campaign, I have to imagine Derek X and Claire would be a big part of that. But given their propensity to not show Claire, we may still get no Claire. It may just be Brittany. It might be like Brittany's almost going to save herself. Oh, and she's convinced Derek X. Oh, and like Claire's on board.
Why do you think they're not showing Claire?
I don't think they like her very much.
Yeah, that's lame. I like Claire. Come on, guys. What are you doing?
But if they actually showed it the way that it is, and they show Claire and Derek X pushing hard to save Brittany, that could win them a lot of points tonight before a potential vote. So that would be worth noting. Maybe Claire would be the one to jump up to 75, since there will be a gap there. And then there's the other thing of which one of Hannah, Xavier, or Tiffany will jump up to 100, to join likely Big D and Derek X. And that is also, you know, who knows, are they going to show Xavier talking about wanting to go after Derek X all the time? Probably not. If they did, might not happen. Are they going to show Hannah throwing Derek X under the bus all the time? Probably not. So, are they going to show, who are they going to show as the most anti-Britney? You know, like, it's really going to depend, I think, on the edit here tonight. We're just going to have to wait and see on that one.
Got it. I was going to say, I should try and figure it out for my Stockwatch picks, but that's in the toilet. So who cares? Who cares anymore?
Well, if you want to get some advice on the Stockwatch, you can, of course, find me on Twitch today, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I'll be going live around when the feeds go down, maybe a little bit earlier, to talk through the Stockwatch this week. Should be an interesting one, as the roulette in play will make things very random, a lot of things up in the air here, as well with the money and everything like that. So make sure you tune in today if you want to run through all those scenarios. I'll also be live during the episode to watch it live with you guys, and then after the episode, of course, we'll be back here to recap the eviction episode of Big Brother 23, where we'll see Brittany go home and probably won't get a new HOH, but we might find out over the course of the podcast, as we did last time. Tune in for all of that. You can also, of course, find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. And tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, I will be live to talk through whatever happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Maggie, anything else you wanted to bring up?
I don't think so. I think that I, you know, made an hour and 14 minutes out of a sort of dry day giving you all my opinions on how Tiffany can possibly win. I will just have to see everything that happens next week. I'm rooting for Derek X to be at the final seven. That would be best case scenario, I think, for everybody who likes this show. So
yeah, and then if there's a triple, we won't get a full week of
stop it enough. Just let me say like one thing positive. You don't have to down, like, you don't have to tear down every single positive idea.
I'm not the one but
you're like crushing dreams. You're crushing dreams, the messenger. You could have chosen to keep quiet on that for just one comment.
Listen, I'm just trying to make sure that you know who our enemy is. All right. Maggie, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram @MLMorgan_. That's where I will be.
All right.
Also, it's Mike Bloom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mike Bloom.
There you go. Happy birthday, Mike Bloom. Okay. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. I will see all of you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.